And as a standard from at least the June meeting, the first order of business after we begin is we're going to have to nominate an acting chair. Since Brian Chanley is not here, we do not have a vice chair.
Anybody interested in doing it?
Oh, he's not with us at all?
He is not able to attend the meeting today, so.
Oh, okay.
So we need a fill-in chair for today. I'll volunteer. Walk me through it.
I would motion to nominate him as acting chair.
A second.
Second by, I'm sorry, was that Tui?
Victoria.
Baye. Second by Baye. On the motion, Tui?
Yes.
Baye?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
And Bowman?
Sure.
Yes.
Thank you.
So we call to order then? All right. I'm going to go ahead and call to order the Wednesday, May 20th, 2026, Montclair Township, Village of White House, Joint Economic Development District Board Meeting. New business, I understand that Mike Hampton, newly appointed Montclair Township Administrator, is going to be a few minutes late, so we'll welcome him when he arrives. Everyone should have received the attached financials dated July 25 through March 2026. Review and I guess make a motion to approve those. Is that correct?
Would you like Mr.
Dougherty
to review?
Sure. Yep. Mr. Dougherty, do you have any comments?
By now, I trust you're familiar at least with the format. This report is the accumulation of three quarters, as we've done for a few years now, to make sure there's enough funds to pay the job creation rate, which is also an action item before you. So this financial statement is contingent or assuming that job creation grant is approved. You will note there, if you look at your sheet, there's two types of financials. The bottom one, if you look at the expense, you'll see a large number. First real large number as far as expenses goes, that's the board's commitment to the Clova sewer project. So congratulations on that. That's the one of the missions of the JEDD, so.
That's the $176,000?
Yes.
$461,000?
Yes. As you also know, if you look all the way to the right in that same area, you see $607,000. So you still have economic funds to use for future projects. Again, probably a good thing to keep collaborating with the township, see what projects, if any, this could support in fitting with the contract. Agreement, but so again, it's really that school. We've been working towards that day. The job creation grant, which I know is another agenda item, but it is on this financial statement, is a little bit low. Other than that, take any questions. Questions, it would be appropriate to memorialize this by approving them.
Mm-hmm. Motion to approve.
Second.
Second by Baye. On the motion, Bowman?
Yes.
Tui?
Yes.
Baye?
Yes.
And Miller?
Yes.
Thank you. Moving along, job creation grant, which is in your packet.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we already covered that in the the number is in the financial statements. $482,654. And I think we have, assuming this passes, I think we have 3 years left on the 10-year job creation grant. So there should be three more like this, and then there are no more. So it would be appropriate now to also approve this working.
Motion to approve.
Second.
On the motion, Tui?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Bowman?
Yes.
And Valier?
Yes.
Again, thank you. Every year we have the directors and directors' insurance coverage. We haven't gotten the invoice yet, and I hate to call a meeting for just to approve that, so I've asked for provisional approval of the insurance coverage. Last year it was $1,238. I don't think it will be any more, but in the case it does, I'd ask for approval up to $2,000 provisionally, and other than that, I'd have to come back to you. So that's my solution so that we don't have to come just get that.
Sure. I'll make a motion to approve that.
Second
by Miller. On the motion, Valier?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Bowman?
Yes.
And Tui?
Yes.
Again, thank you. Unless there's any questions for me, I have no other business. Thank you.
Very good. Moving on to old business, I'd like to discuss with the board conversation post our October meeting regarding a conversation that was brought up during that meeting about the creation of an economic development director. Mr. Chanley and I had discussed through that board meeting about reaching out to the township trustees to have a conversation. Is it okay for me to go ahead and okay. On December 10th, Mr. Chanley and I met with Chuck Herschel, one of our trustees, regarding what the creation of that position, that theoretical position, could look like, that this board might be interested in partially funding, maybe wholly funding, the creation of that position moving forward if the trustees felt that was something in the township's best interest. It was a good meeting. Mr. Herschel mentioned that, you know, it's been something that has been discussed with the trustees over past years. Nothing really substantive came from the conversation. No real, enthusiasm in making something like that happen, but I think just basically letting the trustees know that we're here if and when they would be interested in supporting them and moving forward with that. So I just wanted to at least bring it to the board's acknowledgement that meeting took place. You know, if anything else, it was a conversation planting a seed.
Next steps on that are for the trustees to decide if they want to move forward with it then?
Maybe with Mr. Hampton coming on board as the new township administrator, we might be able to take that conversation to the next level. Didn't really kind of seem like the trustees want to have that conversation or they want that on their plate, but I think that if we do the bulk of that work, we maybe identify a person or interview for a position, a person and create the position. If we bring it to the trustees, they might be a little more interested versus just throwing out the idea. So I kind of feel like we have more work to do if that's something that this board would be interested in doing.
Maybe get a job description or some kind of outline of what we want that person to do so we know what we're looking for before mm-hmm. we start, you know, what an outline type situation mm-hmm. so we know and what the fees or the costs will be to us so when you move forward, it's less of a shadow box and more of a mm-hmm. definite line. Mm-hmm. And it makes it, when we're looking for the person, we know exactly what we're looking for. Because mm-hmm. I know there's people out there right now, especially coming from like Toledo Ware or whatever, looking. So.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know, Jordan, you know, like the Village of White House has done this before in the past. Is that correct? Bringing on
We've done almost every different... Every different thing. So yeah, we probably have some experience.
So maybe this board could lean on Village of White House for some guidance in that, in the creation of a job description and salary range.
We're happy to offer whatever would be helpful to the board.
Okay.
For the record, since we're recording, I'm just wanting everyone to know that Mike Hampton, Township Administrator for Monclova Township, walked in the meeting can I introduce you, and then maybe you would want to interject some thoughts?
Yeah, sure. So, first of all, apologize for tardiness as I'm trying to get here on time, but coming from where I was, it's a little hectic. But I know some familiar faces here. So, been with public service for 31 years. Came from Springfield Township as their administrator. I think we were talking about economic development a little bit. It's one of the hats that I wore in Springfield. You don't know, in Springfield there's a vibrant business community. Door Street Interchange was a big project that I oversaw that project there with a lot of potential for economic development. As it's happening, I'm leaving and those types of things. So I don't claim to be an expert on anything. And probably Kevin's partners can probably tell you that. But
you're a wonderful administrator.
Yeah, we surround ourselves with a good team. And Kathleen is a big part of the team we have here at Monclova. So certainly looking to do some good work in the community that I live in. And Jordan, we know Jordan for quite some time. So, and Mommy stole a valuable asset. Mm-hmm. But so appreciate it. Again, apologize for being a little late.
Welcome to Monclova Township.
Yeah.
Glad you're here.
Yeah.
Sure.
Does Monclova Township have any economic, so anybody in charge of economic development, or is that yours?
Well, So there's, my second week being here, there's a lot of different hats that I'm putting on at the moment. I can tell you that one of the things that myself and trustees talked about was building up staff. Monclova is growing. It's not going to stop anytime soon. We're going to have a data center, right? I'm joking.
There goes the internet.
I'm joking, people.
People my driveway tonight.
Man. Economic development is a passion of mine. The networking, relationships that I have certainly come in handy, all the way from the Hancock County folks, all the way up to Toledo and Woods County. So it's something, again, that, my belief is we surround ourselves with the right people that, we can certainly get some things done. I can tell you right now, it's under an NDA, but there's a company looking to go into, forgive me, I can't remember the name where Yarder's at, the industrial park there, that needs some support with some infrastructure. The county's not going to pay for it. They're running on a tight budget. So we're working together with Lucas County and trying to figure out how we can help this pretty dynamic corporation become a part of the Monclova Township family. So those are some challenges, but it's all good.
Is that located in this JED area?
No,
it's not
our JED.
I think, is that a JED Z?
It's the JEDs.
That's the JED Z. Mm-hmm. See, I'm trying to still figure out all the different parts to it, but. There's probably, I know it's been mentioned that there's some interest, perhaps, I think you all had approached the trustees about, or maybe one of the trustees about hiring someone for the JED in that capacity. Mm-hmm. It's something that we can certainly take up. But again, with the combination of myself, Jordan, Kevin, and some other folks in Lucas County, I would hold off on that. My personal opinion, hold off on that and see what we can do as servants to, to the JED and to our own communities.
Yeah, I had brought up that, being a lifelong Monclova resident, but Anthony Wayne resident,
yeah.
is and some of our trustees have also brought this up publicly, that we have an identity crisis within the Anthony Wayne community in that we're so fragmented.
Right.
You have the village of White House, but then you have Waterville Township, the city of Waterville, Monclova Township, Providence Township, Swan Township, like, oh my gosh. And you have two significant chambers of commerce that have existed for quite some time, both of which do a very good job. But when you have so many residents in Monclova, and Monclova's boundary, geographic boundaries get confusing, as a lifelong business owner in Monclova, it's like, what are we doing as a township to encourage other businesses to come here? And now that we've got the interchange with 20A, it's like, this is a great opportunity to reach out to not necessarily large corporations, but, you know, there's a nice mix of small businesses and medium-sized businesses that might want to relocate here. But if they don't know we're open for business, right, there's not a person out there actively wooing those people, what do we do? And this board has resources that can certainly support that, you know, job creation and what have you. So that's kind of, you know, where the conversation has started.
Yeah.
And now with your joining the team,
yeah,
it'd be nice to kind of see what we can do, yeah, to keep some of that momentum going in conversation.
Yeah, it's great points. You know, what are the incentives, right? Mm-hmm. And we have to identify what those incentives are. You know, whether that be through tax abatements, whether that be through, you know, what do they get back from a Jed Z or Jed D?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are we just paying income tax, and is it just a money grab? And that's something, and of course, that's a narrative to, as a business owner, it's a horrible narrative to have. What are we doing with the money that we're receiving? You know, so identification and having a plan is important.
Absolutely.
How I feel. I used the term open for business years ago in Springfield, and I used it one time in Monclova, and I thought I was going to get strung up because they'd go back to the data center. They thought Monclova hired me to bring data centers in. Yeah, because I said we were open for business.
You know, there's like the Port Authority, they have a small business.
Absolutely.
And I just had lunch with them, and like they're doing all kinds of things for like Spencer Township, and
yeah,
so they're a good asset to bring into the community. So if you don't have somebody on board that's doing economic development, they're,
yeah,
doing all kinds of small meetings for small businesses, and then you can go as a community,
yeah,
and go to those meetings and put yourself out to businesses that are looking to relocate.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've got a really strong relationship with the Port and Thomas Winston, who lives in Monclova Township.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of programs, a good point.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of programs that quite honestly, the first conversation I had with Thomas is, why didn't we know about these programs? Why doesn't local governments know about them? And he said, that's why we're here now. We're getting the message out so you all can sell what we offer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's quite a bit.
There's a ton.
Yeah.
And I think it would do our community well to also recognize like sizes of businesses. You know, many million-dollar companies start out as, you know, a five or less employee business.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, and we have a lot here where you have businesses running out of people's houses, out of their garages, out of a pole barn. And when that business scales and they find themselves to a place where I need a bigger space, we don't have anything to offer here. You know, next thing you know, you're going across the interstate to a different,
yeah,
community because they might have inventory available to lease for a growing business. So, you know, a lot of businesses aren't, you know, 50 to 100 employee corporation. They're, you know, 15, 20 employee, still privately owned small businesses.
But they pay taxes just like everybody else.
That's right.
They surely do.
Well, awesome.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to just, you know, having more conversation.
Oh, absolutely.
With,
sure,
as a board,
yeah,
moving forward, it's great to have,
yeah,
some fresh ideas and fresh perspective to the township.
I haven't had a chance to look over your economic plan, but I certainly will do that. And see if it looks familiar to me.
Anybody have any other conversation?
The updated numbers, we might want to take that. The updated numbers are Jordan.
You have 23 on your back, Jordan?
Yeah, that means I didn't know that among my.
Jordan used to speak.
Well?
Just action regarding the 10:22 minutes.
We did not approve those, did we? I guess, yeah. Let's make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from October 22nd, 2025.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second by Valle. On the motion, Tui?
Yes.
Bowman?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
And Valle?
Yes.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.